Let's bring in our guest. I was up very late last night reading the notes on our guest. It's Rachel Malander-Jones, everybody. Here she is.
Rachel!
This is a bit weird.
Isn't it?
Very weird.
You still look like you've got suntan.
Yeah, I only got back on Friday.
I know, but when I saw you on Saturday, it was dark.
Right. I think I look browner than I did when I got...
It's almost like it's
settled.
Rich, enriching you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a nice photo, Dom.
Thank you, Rachel.
Slightly blurred.
What is the photo, Rachel?
Me.
Don't forget your training. Explain. Don't be a guest.
What is it? It's a picture of me on Dom's computer.
A little bit
pixelated.
You get the guest treatment. So Rachel is here to plug her DVD and book, which is out...
Out in September.
It's called My Life with the Egos, and it's her stories about me and Allard and Dave.
Subtitle, I Hated Them All.
Yes.
And hit it well.
Fighting the flap.
This is really weird.
So Rachel, the story we were just telling everybody, is she was producer of our show for a long time, and then she went to fill in as the executive producer of the show. And then she's got... It's actually a lovely story, because years ago, when Rachel was a little girl, she dreamed that one day she'd work for Radio 1.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to start going now.
And now, after years of hating management, she's become management and is now executive producer of The Weeknd. You off already?
No, I've just got something in my eye.
Right, okay.
A bit tired still.
Yum, 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 yum.
It was funny.
Couple soup, daddy!
I went to see Mum and Dad in Kidderminster the last couple of days, and I was standing in my bedroom thinking, I always remember sitting here wanting to be the producer of the Radio 1 Breakfast.
Say that again with the music queued up. Right, okay. Go on, you're in your Mum and Dad's house.
Yeah, a couple of days spent with Mum and Dad in Kidderminster in my little room that I grew up in thinking... I want to be the producer of the Radio 1 Breakfast show.
So again, dreams came true.
And it happened. And now I'm moving on again.
Now she's gone.
I've had enough.
And now she's gone. And then she got the gig and she went. They say, no, it's all crept up to me, is it? Really?
I lasted long enough.
You're very well.
Yeah.
How many executive producers did you see out before you eventually got the gig?
How many, Alan?
Four?
Yeah, about four.
So, which shows do you executive produce?
So, now I'm looking after Edith, Vernon, Matt Edmondson on a Sunday, Joe Wiley and Reggie doing the question and the chart show. And they're all lovely.
I'll keep you busy.
Yeah,
a lot of people to handle.
And how is everybody? They're all good?
Very good.
Are
very
they all
nice.
Getting used to your unique style of executive producing?
Well, I've only done 2 weeks.
Right.
No grumbles yet, but maybe I'm in the honeymoon period.
No grumbles yet? You haven't seen Vernon?
Yeah. We went out for a cup of tea on Saturday morning.
It's like some kind of very butch cockerel first thing in the morning, isn't it?
It's a really nice team, and I'm actually really excited. I'm already missing you all, actually. When I was having a glass of wine with Chris on Saturday, I probably went over the top slightly too much, but I am going to miss you all, and I have missed you all already, even you, Allard.
Oh, Rachel, really?
Even you, Allard.
But no, my new team are really nice, and it's exciting.
What about the listeners of the show? Because they've been texting every day.
I'm really missing them, yes. I get a lot of people emailing me, actually, yeah, so it's been very nice.
Yeah, and if you want to email Rachel, please do it through Allard at Allard.
I wouldn't be able to spell my new surname anyway.
Well, we're getting a lot of texts. 8199 if you want to send a message to Rachel. Here are some of the texts that have come in so far. Rachel, don't go. You're much better than the Welsh boy. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Why work at the weekends, you nutter? Good luck from Nick from Nottingham. No one is more pleased, by the way, about Rachel's promotion to executive producer of the weekend than her husband, who now gets to sit and watch the football in the pub without having that phone call going, where are you? What time are you coming home? And then, of course, she's stressed by the end of the Saturday, so he'll be like going, why don't you come and join me? I'll buy you a drink.
See, he can start going to see Spurs home and away now, can't he? Without any guilt whatsoever.
I know. I did say it was a good thing for him. I said, we won't be going away at all, so you can go to every single match.
Oh, I love that.
That'd be a dream come true.
For him as well. I said to him, is he going to listen today? I doubt it. He's probably still asleep. He said he'll go on the iPlayer.
Rachel, you're amazing. Good luck with everything you do. Glad you put Kiddie on the map. Love you from Gail and Kevin Worcester.
Oh, thank you.
No one had really heard of Kidderminster before you came along.
I know.
I'm a 6'2" burly man, long-time listener. I loved Rachel. Good luck, says Adam.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
Rachel, we've missed you, but you really deserve the promotion if all your hard work on the show is anything to go by. All the best from Claire in London.
Oh, that's nice. She's my friend.
Yeah, that's from you. Recognise the number. Can Rachel say, is it time for the news one more time?
Not yet, though.
Yeah, give it another 15 minutes.
Yeah, you'll get there.
And look at this lovely one. Bye-bye, Rachel. Tis a shame you betrayed us. And that's just... Well, we've had loads of those. Here are some more. Is she up the duff?
No.
Rachel, can you show us your boobs before you leave?
No.
Right. Rachel, can we weigh your boobs before you leave?
No.
We never did that.
No, never.
Weigh!
You look slightly disappointed then.
Well, we did talk about weighing your boobs, didn't we?
We were going to get
you and Mally on the sales together, and he was going to hold them or something, and then we were going to take away the weight of him, or I don't know, some kind of equation.
I'm sorry you missed out on that opportunity.
Stacey, Nikki, and Barry are travelling south on the A34. They say good luck. Rachel, you're one of the funniest people on Radio 1. Love, Danny. God, he's got a low threshold. Wow, really? One of the funniest people on Radio 1? Lord. I bet he's in hysterics over Matt Edmondson's unique sideways branch of comedy or whatever they described at the Sky the other week. Libby in Northampton. Oh, lots of lovely texts. Rachel.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Who's Rachel is another one. And Craig in Liverpool just says, Rachel, oh, Rachel. Which is Rachel's lovely song that we used to play. This is a single.
Rachel, oh, Rachel. I should have known you were never my own, but I love you. Oh, how I love you. Rachel. Oh,
Colin Murray, Colin Murray, Colin Murray, Colin Murray. Oh, if I have to have a nibble.
Oh, how I love you.
It's just open to men.
You take the heart of a man.
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
He's a slave to your charms. Laugh and enjoy him. Slowly destroy him and dance, dance, dance. Right on his arm.
Oh, no.
It gets a bit weird after that.
That song's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Rachel has to say goodbye. Have you thought of anything you'd like to say to us or to the audience as your final words?
Well...
Have you planned anything?
No, not really. I was trying to think, but you know what I'm like. I always stumble all over the place.
You haven't made a list of things to do?
What, after the show?
Rachel loves a list, doesn't she? She loves a list.
No list. I just want to say thank you very much. I have had a brilliant time. And I will miss you all, and you're all really good friends, and it's been great.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Go on then, yeah.
Somebody who, from Kidderminster, let's be honest, the expectation isn't very high as of where you come from.
How rude.
But you stood in your bedroom when you were just a wee little girl. Not that you were geeky, but instead of wanting to be a florist or a supermodel or a rock star, you wanted to produce the Radio 1 breakfast show. And then your dream came true. And not only did you produce the breakfast show, but it went on to be the longest-running breakfast show in the history of Radio 1, and some would argue, mainly us, the most successful breakfast show ever. Fact. Yeah. In fact, a recent survey said that all of the breakfast shows were rubbish once we came along.
Fact again.
That must make you very, very proud.
I am very proud. And I am going to miss you all, but as you know... I wanted to get away from you all, really. No, I wanted to...
And as you know, she'd reached the high-paid... the highest paid she could be in that bracket, and she had to move on to exec producer status.
Sometimes you have to move on. You need to keep going. And I have had an absolutely amazing time with you all, though. The Time of My Life, Dave.
Oh, Rachel.
No, what was your favourite time? With me. No. What was your favourite time?
All the times I nagged you to clean your desk.
Have you seen it
I go and now you've done it. Yeah. No. Seriously, it has been brilliant and I will really miss you all and it has been good and I'll never forget it. So thank you very much.
We were going to try and present you with a massive bottle of Mbongo. as a leaving present. But instead, we thought we'd go for the obvious. So, Rachel, you've been a great producer. Here are your best bits.
Oh, no.
What's that smell? Oh, who's that girl? It's Rachel Jones and her new perfect perfume.
Now, Rachel Jones, the radio producer from the famous Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1. She's now lumbering up the seafront here in South Shields. As she approaches the finish line, well, I think it's her. Oh, yes, yes, it's definitely her.
It's my cuddly wickets!
Ah! Rachel, can I touch your cuddly wicket?
Yes, it's lost its hat. He's had a lot of cuddles, hasn't he?
Wow. Oh, isn't he lovely? I really like it when it's really short, though. I think it suits me.
You know, we're all different, aren't we?
Yeah. I like it both ways.
Well, I'm sure you do, but we're talking about my hair at the moment, my darling. Oh. Why does everything have to come back to you? And
that's why she shaves her legs. Yeah.
This is a Noel Gallagher cake. It's a cake with your face on it that she's made, genuinely made herself last night.
I haven't got an afro.
Three people have gone already. Hey,
I walk into the dressing room, every bloke in there got arms the size of my head. But there's blokes like that. Yeah, yeah, so,
So
I literally just threw some clothes on and I saw Rachel. Let's get out of here.
Forget the socks. What's Rachel doing in there?
Rachel's like this.
Come on, Chris.
I spoke to Mally for you yesterday and he sends his love. He says he misses you.
Oh, don't you will... Oh, don't you will start to cry.
Okay, sorry.
Do you know what, Rach? It's very good for the trail if you do want to have a bit of a cry.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Hello,
Mr.
Smiles. We're on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro!
What on, Chris and Rach?
That on New Year's Day at midnight, I got engaged!
Here comes lovely Rachel. She's a lovely, lovely bride.
And here is Mally. He's got a nice tie.
What's Mally got to put on Rachel's finger?
I don't know, but let's find out. After the...
We sung Linger.
What rhymes with finger?
It's the bride herself, Miss Rachel Mallander.
Hi, Rach.
The DJ played I've Had the Time of My Life, so Rachel thought it'd be a good idea to jump from a stage into her husband's arms. And she basically took a running jump, and they caught her ankles as Rachel cracked her head on the dance floor.
Can't believe you dropped me.
Mm. Yeah, that was terrible. And then Rachel grabbed me when they were playing Tiny Dancer and said, "You've got to dance with me!"
Because I can't find Mally, so I was like, right, Chris!
Hello.
Oh, lovely.
I don't talk about that incident anymore.
Do you not?
And we've got you some lovely flowers, Rachel.
Thank you.
Look, we've got you some nice flowers. Big flowers
They're
as well.
Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, genuinely, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Know, I'll walk out and I'll probably completely burst into tears. But thank you so much for the last few years. It has been brilliant. And I will miss everybody. And come and visit me on the second floor.
Are you joking? I get vertigo if I go up to the first.
And when I, you know, ask you to promote the shows at the weekend, that would be lovely.
We'll try our best.
Corporate to the end.
We might run out of time.
Thank you very much.
Corporate to the end, by the way, you'll be pleased to know. We've kept that mindset involved. And when we bought those flowers, we put them on the Edith Bowman charge code. Yeah. So
so thank you, weekend charge code.
You'll be dealing with
Rachel,
that.
Rachel, I'm welling up a little bit as well.
What is it?
I'm allergic to lilies.
Right, okay.
They're from Sam and Matt as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And technically the licence fee payers.
Mm. No, it was us.
We chipped in.
Yeah, yes. we bad little pot.
Mm. I'd better move now, hadn't I? Because it is time for the news.
No. Is it though?
Yeah.
Yeah, aren't you meant to say,
is it six 6 minutes long. You're not playing this, are you?
I'm just looping it for you.
Kaz in Staffordshire says that you sound a lot posher now. You've got your new posh job.
Yeah.
She's boss now. Well, you remember Ben Cooper, before Ben Cooper became Big Boss Ben Man. So I like a right bumpkin.
Oh, she's been to electrocution lessons and everything.
Thank you.
Shall we play a song? Let's play a very quick song.
Now I... At the time of my life,
Dave and Rachel.
No, I've never felt this way before.
See, Dave just has a laugh.
Yes, I swear.
Doesn't take it too seriously.
It's the truth.
Rachel, however, turns into Cilla Black.
To you. Cause I've had the time of my life.
Surprise, surprise. Singing Tell Me Why by Supermo, it's Rachel and Alan!
Go away.
Not yet.
I'm just rehearsing.
Turn away.
He ruined that one, Matt did.
Didn't he?
We had an argument after that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't like people who don't take karaoke seriously.
No,
you know?
Neither do I.
Let's go, girl!
Well, this is definitely serious.
I am going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Bring
noise. Ouch.
Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
And of course, who could forget Rachel and Dave?
I can show you the world.
Not yet, Dave.
Show you the world.
It's like your best bits.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
I don't fully remember this.
Tell me, princess, let your heart decide.
Save it, Rachel, save it.
I can. You.
There I wonder over sides and under
spot on
a magic carpet.
Come on, everybody.
I don't know this song.
A whole new world.
A new fantastic point of view. How we doing? No one to tell us no or where to go. We'll say we're only dreaming
a whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew. But now from way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Well done, Rachel.
Nice.
Lots of love.
Can we go and do karaoke one last time, please?
Mm.
Special guest.
I do get a leaving do, don't I?
Kind of. We don't
this
really,
is it.
Yeah, again, we'll put it on Edith's charge code, though.
We don't really hang out with weekend people, do we? Oh, they're all lightweights on a Friday. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
And thank you for everything.
Thank you for making us great.
Thank you for making us the enormous success that we've been.
Thank you for being great. Genuinely. I don't feel like I've sounded genuine enough, but I do really mean a big thank you. It's been brilliant.
I can't even breathe. I can't believe it. I really didn't think I was going to do it. I really didn't think I could do it.
What is that?
Stacey Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Rachel, you
I'll
need
move
to move
out of the way now, then.
Yeah, come on, Rachel. We're way late for the news.
Look at that.
Come on, Rachel.
Only 10 minutes late for the news.
Yeah, Alice. Didn't happen in my day.
Self-indulgent path.
Pretty Christmas is well rubbish now that she's gone, isn't it? It's just a lot of old cack. I liked it when Rachel was on, but I liked that. She talked sense, she did. She was proper real, she was, you know, all that. I'm kidding, it's like proper girl-like, you know, and it's... No.
Oh, I was getting a bit emotional at the back there.
Right, because Piers might ring and say we're late for the news.
Well, yeah, but...
I'm just waiting for Rachel to shout, isn't it news time, and then I'm going to move on.
Isn't it news time?
Ah! Oh,
there you go.
Bye, Rachel!
Bye. Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
It's like saying goodbye to David Tennant, isn't it? You know, and...
Yeah.
Not that you look like David Tennant, love, obviously. Oh, they've got very similar ankles. That's about it. Right, so that's it. Hear Rachel occasionally in the background when Vernon makes some inappropriate joke about her, and you just hear this, oi, in the background. That'll be our little Rach. Right, Dom, are you ready?
Ready.
Tina, ready?
Ready.
Right, here comes the eighth now.
Rachel! Oh, Rachel! I should have known you were never my own, but I love you. Oh, how I love you.
And there she goes. Lovely Rachel. She could have WD-40'd those engines.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:43.